For more information on Ancient Dragon Zen Gate, please visit our website at www.ancientdragon.org. Our teachings are offered to the community through the generosity of our supporters. To make a donation online, please visit our website.
Good morning and welcome to this celebration of our 10th anniversary of sitting like Buddhas in this temple, in this room. For new people, I'm Taigen Layton, the teacher here. I'll say a few things, then I want to call on, there's five other people who were here, very first sitting of the beginning of Ancient Dragon Zen Gate Temple here on Irving Park. So I'll call on Kathy and Kevin. Hi, Kevin. And Douglas and Hogetsu and Aishin to also say some words. 10 years we've been sitting here. 10 years. Many people have been here just sitting like Buddha, finding some calm, some opening, some spaciousness in the middle of just sitting upright and paying attention, calmly breathing, inhaling and exhaling. 10 years. 10 years. 10 years is a long time. Today is actually also my personal 44th anniversary of my first Zazen instruction with Reverend Nakajima on the Upper West Side of New York, and doing everyday Zazen since, but 10 years. So Nathan wanted to be here. Many people who have been here over the years are here still in some way. So this is wonderful. I'm just really, really happy. And, you know, it's also 2,500 years since Shakyamuni Buddha, who we celebrate. And I checked, looked up Lake Michigan, and it's 14,000 years since the glacier moved out and Lake Michigan became some form of Lake Michigan. You know, the Buddha Shakyamuni, who lived around 2,500 years ago in northeast India, in the Lotus Sutra talked about actually he seems to be born and leave the palace and his comfortable palace and wander around and awaken and become the Buddha and teach for a long time and pass away into nirvana. But actually, the Lotus Sutra says, the Buddha says in the Lotus Sutra, his lifespan is inconceivably long. He's been around for a very, 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 very long time. If you imagine all the stars in the sky, 10 times longer than that, and he'll be around twice that long in the future. So Buddha is still here. What does that mean, that Buddha is still here? Well, we can understand it in lots of ways. We can take it literally. But also, it means that here, now, in this room, and for the last 10 years, we have been keeping Buddha alive. Each of us, each one of you, even if you're here for the first time, we are keeping Buddha alive in our inhale and exhale and uprightness and trying to find, who is this Buddha on our seat? And nobody else can tell you. You have to find that for yourself. And yet this practice helps us to settle, to pay attention, to feel how it feels to be the person on our seat. Apart from, you know, some idea of reaching some wondrous state of whatever, flashing lights and bells and stuff like that, just to sit as we all have now, like Buddha, it's wonderful. And of course, that includes that we have that we, you know, might be uncomfortable, we might be sleepy, our mind might be racing, we might have difficulty with our back or our knees or whatever. And more likely, we have, you know, we chanted about our ancient twisted karma. We have the chance when we face the wall to face our own portion of greed, hate, and confusion, and befriend ourselves. So this is a practice of just uncovering the Buddha on our seat now. 10 years we've been doing this here. Many people. Visualizing, seeing numbers of people who've been here, and you know, and people come and they may come for Zazen instruction and never return, but still something is imparted. Or they may come and sit with us for a while, and then sometimes people move away or other things happen in their life. Sometimes people leave for a while and then they come back. There's a few people in this room like that now. So celebrating these 10 years, I also, you know, just I'm so impressed by this sangha. This is a very cool sangha. For those of you who are new, you can stay around and find out. But there's lots of really fine people here who are doing various really interesting and helpful things in their lives, or working towards that. And there's also lots of people who are practicing here who have practiced with other teachers, or who have practiced in other traditions, or who have practiced in other non-Buddhist spiritual traditions. And all of that really enriches this. So I just really, you know, I want to say thank you and appreciate all of you. All of you here today, and all of you who've been here for 10 years. So this sangha has matured to the point, as perhaps you all know, I'm going to be able to take a sabbatical this year. And I'm grateful for that chance to start to catch up on reading and Dharma study. And so I'll be away mid-March through September. I might pop in occasionally for a couple things, but... But we have so many fine practice leaders here who will be leading all-day sittings. Gyoshin back there, and Douglas, and Hogetsu, and Aishin, and others. Paula and Yazan are away at Green Gulch and Tassajara. This is a really, you know, it's like on the third or fourth day of Sesshin, when we do longer sittings, 3 or 5 days, and I'll be doing a 3-day in October and a 5-day in December when I'm back. But people who come in the third day or the fourth day, even, because people can come for any as many days as they want, you come in and you're already in the fourth day. You can feel that there's been all this... long sitting, this deep settling and opening. So those of you who are here for the first time today, this is the 10th year of your being here. So time moves in various directions. I've just been writing an article for a book for Joanna Macy, who was here numbers of years ago, about time and Buddhist time and Dogen's, our founder in Japan, being time, that time is not something, 10 years is not something else outside us. We are the 10 years. We are being time right now, all of us. And time is this kind of strange, interesting thing. It's not just the time on the clock, although it is that, but it's also our activity, our expression, our inhale and exhale, our settling and opening for 10 years and for 2,500 years and for 14,000 years by Lake Michigan. So all those 10 years are here today. So I again thank all the people who have been here during these 10 years, who maybe aren't, who couldn't be here today, but are in some way. So Dogen says the time moves in various directions. It moves from today to tomorrow, from tomorrow to yesterday, from yesterday to yesterday. It's sort of funny to celebrate an anniversary, but we will have a birthday cake later. So thank you all for being here. I don't know. I could keep babbling, as most of you know I do at times, but I'm gonna stop now and call on the people who were here 10 years ago and are here still today, and then ask for anybody else who has questions or comments. So, Kathy, can you start?
Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure. This made me go back and think about, you know, when we were sitting at the Seneca Retreat Center, and I heard, you know, about the group that was beginning to sit, and I had been curious about Buddhist practices. I've been down to meditation before. Sitting on a regular basis and had people who were very experienced in Buddhist practice there, which was helpful. And then Taigen began coming in periodically and would do a one day or a weekend sitting with us. But it was a little more ad hoc. It was a little more free form. We would do Kinhin in the courtyard, so Kinhin outside is kind of fun. We were doing the meal chant in the dining room with other people around us who were not chanting or who wondered why we were so quiet. But it was, you know, and it was a number of other religious groups coming in there for retreats, so you would be aware of different practices, which was fascinating. But I just wanted to say, so that's a, it was a wonderful group, you know, of us. But I wanted to say that, you know, a lot of you have come since then, you know, so there are people here who have been here 9 years or 8 years or, and it feels like, you know, and you think of the circles around a tree, the rings on a tree, you know, that each year, you know, a different group of people, some have come and gone, some are still here, but you've changed it and influenced it and molded it, and it's become more and more what it is. So, you know, I'm grateful to have been a part of it. You know, my involvement has been higher at some levels than other levels, but I have kind of stayed connected to it. So I'm appreciative of the whole group.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And I'll just add, you know, mentioning the Seneca, where we were for a couple of years before, well, actually more than a couple of years. I actually escaped California and relocated here 12 years ago this month. So, thinking about the old Seneca practice and what we're doing here, having a space that is designed and dedicated to this practice and this teaching is really wonderful. Kevin, hi.
It's funny that you mentioned Seneca, because I was thinking about that when I was driving in today, trying to understand how it could actually have been 10 years. It could have been 10 years. But I was was having a lot of the same memories. The other thing that really came back to me was all of the Zafu and Zafutan management we had to do. For those that may not, we basically would move around in different rooms, and all of our cushions and everything were in a storage closet, usually on the second floor. So depending where we were, we had to move everything up and down a couple floors, sometimes completely across the space, and we had to do it quickly enough to get everything set up, and then quickly enough at the end to get everything put away. Because I think they had, if I remember correctly, they had like a 9 o'clock hard stop, and everybody had to be out that wasn't a resident. So this is nicer. It's a little less hectic. I'm just very, very grateful. I haven't been able to be as active as I was in the early days. I live outside of the city now, so it's a little bit harder for me to get here, but it's always been fun to come back and just see how much it's grown. I love Kathy's tree analogy, because I think that's very, very accurate. It's just like kind of taken on, the dragon has taken on a life of its own, and I'm very grateful just to have been a part of it and continue to be a part of it.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin helps lead our children's events when we have celebrations during special occasions. So 2 weeks from today, we'll have a celebration of Chinese New Year, and Kevin will be back to help with that and with the children. So in the middle of all this, I just want to shout out to David Hill, who found this place.
David and Nathan and Kathy and Don and Jeff and
Amina.
Amina.
Casimir. Casimir never made it here. He passed away just as we were leaving the cenacle. But, David drove around the city, and we looked at many places trying to find a place that we could have a dedicated zendo. And this place happened to be a gut rehab at the time, so our landlord now was the contractor, and we were able to design this space to be what it is now. So thanks to David. Aishin.
You're a tiger. When I was thinking about being here, I was thinking about risk and opportunity. And what a risk it felt like to those of us who were sort of organizing this. At the time, and personally, I think, many of the things that are part and parcel of my life today did not exist at that time, nor were they anything that I conceived of. But there was a fair amount of risk involved in deciding that we were going to sign a lease and take on the building and maintenance of a temple, and some trepidation about, are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to be able to sustain our funding for the term of the lease, or beyond the next year? But we somehow managed to scrape together enough money so that we felt comfortable doing that. And Tygan had already taken a risk by moving out here to be our full-time Zen teacher. And so we did. And we, found this space where we could leave things set up. And we started to develop forms and an organizational structure to sustain this space. But I really want to highlight that our ability to sustain this space has had everything to do with the people who have practiced here over time, as I and others have been recalling. We couldn't be here without you all, and everyone has contributed to in lots of different. It's making this a community and not just sort of a group of people who show up and sit. So I do want to say that it involved an opportunity that maybe we could get a space. It involved some risk, but it also involved saying yes. Doing so, I think, again and again and again, day after day, year after year, has transformed our sangha. Doing so in my own life has transformed my life. I was not thinking about becoming ordained at the time of this, when we moved here, but that was one of the many things that evolved for me over time. So things happen. We choose some of which we don't choose, and some of which we say, maybe this is an opportunity here. Maybe I will say yes. So I just wanted to say that as something for everyone to think about. What are the risks and the opportunities in your life, and what might you try saying yes to? So I've been very, very this Sangha. It's enriched my life immensely, and I'm just very grateful for this space.
Thank you, Ishin. Who gets this on?
You gave me a great light.
Can I move the floor?
Doors tremble. All the people who have practiced to bring this forth beyond our imagination, conceptualization. And I just wonder, how did this happen? How did we get this opportunity? I miss some people very much. I miss my younger brother. She who put together the altar. I miss David and his love of dogs. We found this place. I miss me, this beautiful presence sitting there. So many people. But they're still here. I feel that energy. And all of you, your energies.
Douglas.
This place has played a tremendous role in my life for the past 10 years. But it's a place where people come together. It's space itself is not so familiar yet. And it's been an incredible inspiration to continue to practice, and I guess most seriously, just the way people keep coming back. But aside from the inspiration, it's very, very important to be able to practice with the teacher and the sangha. Keep you from going astray. There are all sorts of ways that we can think about practice. And even when we're not aware of it in the space. But I think the most important thing for me has been how many people here have provided examples for practice, especially of generosity and gratitude and compassion. And there are many people here who have demonstrated that. More people who can't send it and ask. But that's a wonderful example.
Thank you, Douglas. So all of you, even if you're here for the first time, are part of this. So anybody else who wants to make a comment or have a question or share anything, please feel free. Yes, Gyoshin.
Thank you for all those wonderful comments. I came here shortly after the doors opened, but in time for the visit from Taigen's teacher to officially sanction,
dedicate the temple, do the eye opening for the Buddha.
Yeah. Open the eye for the Buddha, right. And I had been practicing at a express gratitude to Nathan for saying, oh, you might like this place where I practice. It's kind of nice. Very casual way that made it so easy to say yes, to drop into.
Yay, Nathan.
And then Tyne's first words to me were, you're always welcome to practice here. And I said, oh, thank you. What do you recommend? And he said, just show up. So I've been doing. It's wonderful to have that connection with San Francisco Zen Center and a larger community. The Sangha is greater than the people that show up in this space. That's lovely.
Yeah, we are very connected to a whole family of other temples and teachers, and yeah. Ah, Brian, hi.
I was very involved in another spiritual community for one particular place for 30 years, and it took me a long time to see how profound an effect a community like this has on the world. Not just the individuals that come, who come in their individual lives, but there's, as Hogetsu said, it's a great light. And by your presence here and financial support and volunteering for things and going out to lunch with somebody in the Sangha or whatever, you know, just holding forth the Dharma and being a healthy community and being available to the world is profound. It affects thousands of people over a decade. And it's easy to underestimate that or to look for practical, splashy effects, but it's just a healthy Zen presence for not only one another, but for the world. It is quite amazing.
Thank you, Brian. Other questions as well as comments or anything that anyone wants to share? One of the wonderful things we share is silence sometimes. David.
I just want to express my gratitude to you and to the other founding members who are here today for creating this, because since I've been coming, it's had a profound influence on my life, and it's reminding me of some core values I had but somehow went away and just floated away in my adult life, and come back and be able to sit and to be able to serve and to be in the Sangha. It's just been really wonderful for me. So I really want to express my gratitude to you and to Kathy and Kevin and Aishin and Hogetsu and Douglas who are here, and then everybody else in the Sangha for this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. This is also a place where people can just come and sit. You don't have to be involved in anything. You can just come and do zazen, and you don't have to sign up for anything. You just show up, as and enjoy zazen. But if you're so inclined, there are lots and lots of opportunities to help out. But no pressure. Just come and enjoy zazen and breathing together with us. Nobody else has any. Oh, Dan, hi.
Very briefly.
Sure.
I came here between the 6th and 8th year. And then I managed to walk. I've been practicing with the Vipassana group, and I've been back here as well, practicing both communities. I just really want to thank this community, honestly. It's really started this, my own personal voyage in Buddhism, and it's just been just extraordinary, the lessons I learned through it. There's so many storms, our storms, I've been through these last few years of my life. The lesson of becoming more aware of my inner storms and learning to be aware of them, sign this stuff when I can. But an invaluable lesson that really started here. So thank you all. Very, very special lesson.
Thank you. Okay, well, we'll close then formally with our team song.